Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to today's broadcast of It Is Finished with your host, Evangelist K.L. Rich. Thanks for tuning in today. Today is Sunday, February the 21st of 2016. I pray that you've had a blessed week last week and that the remainder of this week continues to be blessed as well. Before we continue on with today's broadcast, I would like to invite you to visit me on my website at www.klrichministries.com. Again, that's www.klrichministries.com. On my website, you can view, listen to previous ministry broadcasts as well as get books for your entire family, church, and or Christian organization. Also, you can read my daily blogs, which are posted Monday through Friday. And if you would like to donate to the cause of this ministry, you can do so again on the website at www.klrichministries.com. Now, I am working on a new Bible series dealing with who is God, the different names of God. I'm also posting this on the blog. So this week, we're dealing with who is God, I am that I am. And so I encourage you to tomorrow join me on the blog so that you can understand more about God, his character, and who he is and how it relates to you in your spiritual walk with God. Before we continue on with today's broadcast, please keep in prayer your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are being persecuted all throughout the world. We know that there are dangerous times when it comes to Christians. There's an attack on the body of Christ. And so we want to pray for those who are being persecuted. We want to thank God for the ones who have been released this year, Pastor Saeed, and then last year, it was two pastors, I believe that was in Nigeria, if I'm correct, but two pastors that were brought up on charges, but the charges and everything were dropped. So, you know, God is still working, but we still have others that are still being held captive in bondage, that's being killed, and so we want to keep them lifted up in prayer. All right. We on Sundays we don't do any news of during the week. We come to you every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and times. And our time for Blog Talk Radio is 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 Central, and we're on Sundays. And I was trying to debate if I was going to keep the 10 a.m. time or do 5:30, and so I decided to go ahead and do the 5:30 time. So on Sundays, we will now be on at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 Central. I believe there will be more people that's able to listen because I know a lot of the people are at church during the 10 o'clock hour. But so we're doing the 5:30 in the evening. I think that will be better for everyone. So it's just Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays is when we bring the news that you can use at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Sunday, just our power hour, even though we're not on for a full hour right now, we're on for 30 minutes, but we will be bringing you the Bible, just talking about the Word of God on Sundays, okay? All right. We are going to go to the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 7. I had read this scripture. I've read it before, but I've read this scripture because the times that we are living in right now are really parallel to what Israel was what was taking place in Israel during the prophets of old time. And so if we want to know what's going to happen to in prophecy with regards to the United States of America, all we have to do is look at what happened with Israel, and then we'll see what's going to happen in today's time. Now, a lot of things haven't taken place with the United States because God's hand has been on the United States. However, the United States has become more wicked by the year and is increasingly becoming more hostile when it comes to the things of God. They've told God they don't want God in the schools. The United States The United States has said we don't want the Ten Commandments in our courthouses. The United States has said in the military we don't want you to pray in the name of Jesus. The United States has said it's okay for us to kill unborn babies. They don't matter. They're not human. They don't mean anything to us. The United States has said, oh, it's okay to celebrate and encourage and even try to endorse same-sex marriage, and even though the Supreme Court made that ungodly decision to try to redefine something that they did not establish to begin with, it's judgment upon the land because they have openly defied the word of God that established marriage between one woman and one man, Adam and Eve. Okay, so this is some of the things we're seeing: our economy collapse. This is taking place all around the world. We're seeing 40% of our bees are dying, which is important for the pollination. We need the bees. We're seeing mass animal deaths that are taking place, dying. And we're seeing diseases unheard of that's man-made. That's being released into the atmosphere. So there's things that's taking place, and so we're going to read Ezekiel chapter 7 so it can shed some light as to what happened with God and Israel during that particular time. And starting at verse 1, it reads, "The word of the Lord came to me, son of man, this is what the sovereign Lord says to the land of Israel. The end. The end has come upon the four corners of the land. The end is now upon you, and I will unleash my anger against you. I will judge you according to your conduct and repay you for all your detestable practices." God was saying here, enough. I've had enough. That's it. No more time. Time is out. It is finished. That's it. I've had enough. The sins that you have committed have reached my nostrils and it stinks. I have had enough. And this is what God was telling Israel, and this is what God is saying now, is that America is going to be judged. America is under judgment. America is crumbling. America is being destroyed from within. You want to know why we got the most ungodliest president in office right now? Because America had turned her back, has turned her back to God. So we have a Pharaoh, a Muslim sympathizer, jihadist in the White House, okay, that is destroying our country from the inside out. God says, okay, you don't want to obey my laws. You don't want me in your society. You want to kick me out of everything. You want to kill my children. You want to celebrate something that I have said is detestable to me. Well, therefore, let me give you this Pharaoh who is going to destroy you from the inside out. Your freedoms are being taken away. Your liberties that you once enjoyed are being taken away. The things that this country was born are being taken away right up under your noses. And a lot of people are still blind to the fact that this is no longer a free country. This is no longer a free America. We are actually being enslaved. While we think we got liberty, we don't. And this is all because of rebellion against God. It goes on to say, "I will look on you with pity. I will not look on you with pity or spare you. I will surely repay you for your conduct and detestable practices among you. Then you will know that I am the Lord." What is God? What does God call detestable? God calls when you commit adultery against him. What is commit adultery against God? This is when you turn to foreign idols. When your foreign idols, anything that you put above God, anything that you celebrate that you know goes against the Lord, anything that you endorse as anti-God is detestable to him. That's why in the commandments it said that thou shalt not have any other gods before me. Because people are making gods out of money, which this money is going to crumble. People that have money now are not going to have it later. Their bank accounts are going to be drawn, and it's is not, they're not going to have the things that you're holding on to, your homes and cars and money in the bank and your 401ks. And a lot of people are going to lose those things. Why? Because God's going to allow it to happen because of open rebellion against him. It goes on and say that this is what the sovereign Lord said. Disaster. An unheard of disaster is coming. The end has come. The end has come. It has roused itself against you. It has come. Doom has come upon you, you who dwell in the land. The time has come. The day is near. There is panic, not joy, upon the mountains. God is saying here, time is up. Time has run out. I have given you enough time to get it right. I have been patient. I have sent warning after warning, prophet after prophet. And you would rather listen to the tickle me ear prophets than to listen to the truth. God said, I have sent warnings, and you had droughts. You've had many floods. You had 911. You have all these things that have been warning, and you still have not turned your heart back to me. You still want to defy me. You still want to turn away from the things of the Lord. So therefore, disaster is coming upon this land. And this is what God said to Israel, and this is what he's saying now. Disaster is coming upon the land of America. This is not fear-mongering. This is warning. This is to tell you that disaster is coming upon the land of America. We have not seen nothing yet. We have not seen what is going to take place in this country to bring this country down to her knees. We're almost at World War III, people. World War III is on the door. World War III is knocking. It's practically here. See, you don't get this on your CNN and MSNBC and all those news stations. They're not telling you. They're telling you that things are fine. They're telling you about the sports and the recent gossip with the celebrities and things like that. But I'm telling you, you have nations against nations that are lining up for World War III. It's at the door. Do you have your house in order? And I'm not, you know, people say, oh, that's over there in Syria. See, you know, Israel had gotten comfortable as well. Israel thought nothing was going to come to them. Nothing was going to come to their shores. But God showed them. It goes on to say that this is what the sovereign Lord says. Disaster, unpending disaster. Okay, I read that. We're going to go on. He says, I am about to pour out my wrath on you and spend my anger against you. I will judge you according to your conduct and repay you for all your detestable practices. I will look upon you with no pity or spare you. I will repay you in accordance to your conduct and your detestable practices among you. Then you will know that I, the Lord, who strikes the blow, the day is here. It has come. Doom has burst forth. The rod has budded. Arrogance has blossomed. Violence has grown into a rod to punish wickedness. And none of the people will be left. None of the crowd. No wealth, nothing of value. The time has come. The day has arrived. Let the buyer rejoice not, nor the seller grieve, for wrath is upon the whole crowd. God is saying his wrath is going to be poured out. His wrath was poured out on Israel because he had had enough. He had had enough of the rebellion. He had had enough of the open defiance of his word. He had had enough of people that he blessed that disrespected him. America has been blessed more than any nation in this world when it comes to Babylon and the Medes and Persians and all God has blessed this nation, but too much is given, much is required. And so, therefore, when you openly defy who the God is, the God of heaven, the one who opens the rain, and he's the one that sets up kingdoms and bring them down. He's the one that helps the plants to grow and gives wealth to those who are searching, and to give growth to the former. God is the one who has given us everything that we have. And yet, this nation has been so defiant that God is bringing his punishment down. It goes on to say, the seller will not recover the land he has sold as long as both of them live, for the vision concerning the whole crowd will not be reversed. Because of their sins, not one of them will preserve his life. Though they blow the trumpet to get everything ready, no one will go into battle, for my wrath is upon the crowd. Outside is the sword, inside are plague and famine. Those in the country will die by the sword, and those in the city will be devoured by famine and plague. You have people, wicked people, who are setting up their wealth. They're building their underground bunkers. They're planning to buy tons of food and take tons of food and store it up for themselves. And they have their money in offshore accounts. And they think that they're going to be safe. But God is saying, no, you're not going to escape. You can think that you're going to escape. You can think that you're safe. But God is letting you know, you're not going to escape. Because all those who he plans to punish will be punished. It goes on to say it talks about the famine, the plagues. You hear on the news about the Zika virus, that's a plague, a man-made plague. You talking about mosquitoes? These are genetically modified mosquitoes. Who made these mosquitoes? Bill Gates, man. You have man doing wicked things in laboratories. God is not happy about this. God is not happy that he gave man a brain and they're using that brain to defy him, to think that they're God, they're higher than him. That's from the devil. It goes on to say that all who survive and escape will be in the mountains, mourning like doves of the valleys. Each because of his sin. Every hand will go limp, and every knee will become weak as water. They will put on sackcloth and be clothed with tarret. Their faces will be covered with shame, and their heads will be shaved. They will throw their silver in the streets, and their gold will be unclean. Their silver and gold will not be able to save them in the day of the Lord's wrath. They will satisfy their hunger. They will not satisfy their hunger or fill their stomachs with it, for it has made them stumble into sin. The Bible says, okay, it seems like the devil didn't want this to go through, but you know what? We're going to continue on anyway. God is saying here, people are stocking up. They're having gold and silver. They think that their gold and silver is going to be able to save them, and it's not going to save them. It's useless. When God brings judgment, it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how much you've stored up. If you are not in the will of God, your gold and silver will be like nothing. That's why the Bible is saying that they will be able to throw their gold and silver in the street because it will be useless. It's not going to do anything for them. And you got a lot of people right now that's ungodly, that's buying gold, buying silver, buying food, buying the bunkers, and it's not going to save you. Because there's nowhere that you can go that the all-seeing God does not see and will not judge. He goes on to say, they were proud of their beautiful jewelry and used it to make their detestable idols and vile images. Therefore, I will turn these into an unclean thing for them. I will hand it all over as plunder to foreigners and as loot to the wicked of the earth, and they will defile it. I will turn my face against them, and they will desecrate my treasure place. Robbers will enter it and desecrate it. You know what's going to happen to the United States? It's going to be desecrated. You're going to have foreigners that come in and take the plunder. That's what happened with Israel, and that's what's going to happen to the U.S. The U.S. is falling. It has pretty much gone over the cliff. We're no longer going to see the glory days of the United States, how we used to say the land of the free, the home of the brave. We're no longer the land of the free anymore. We're no longer the home of the brave. We saw our soldiers a few weeks ago get captured by Iran with their hands up in the air. Iran's taking pictures and cheering. The female that was with them, they made her wear a headscarf over them. They captured one soldier crying, laugh, just the laughing stock of the world. So are we able to sing of America's glory anymore? No. We're no longer the land of the free. We got NSA. As soon as you get to the airport, you're taking off your shoes. You're being strip searched. You're being body scanned. We're no longer free, people. People don't realize that we have a police state already checking you, surveillancing you. Microchips is coming and chips in your card, and we're no longer free. The freedom that we once had as a nation is gone. There's no coming back. There's no turning it around. It doesn't matter who wins the White House. Our America, as we once knew it, is gone. And it's being destroyed from the inside out. It goes on to say, prepare chains, because the land is full of bloodshed and the city is full of violence. I will make the most wicked of the nations to take possessions of their homes. I will put an end to the pride of the mighty, and their sanctuaries will be desecrated. When terror comes, they will seek peace, but there will be none. Calamity upon calamity will come, and rumor upon rumor. They will try to get a vision from a prophet, the teaching of the law by the priest, but will be lost, as will be the council of the elders. The king will mourn, and the prince will be clothed with despair, and the hands of the land will tremble. I will deal with them according to their conduct, and by their own standards I will judge them. Then they will know that I am God. There's judgment here, people. There's judgment upon the land. You have people, everything's good. We're not good in America. I don't care how much they fudge the figures. Unemployment is at its highest, even though they're lying to you and telling you it's low. You got more people on stamps than ever had before. You link the governmental assistance. You have nations that are just straight coming up against the U.S. that never did before. They're bold with it now. We dare you to do this. We dare you to do that. We don't care about your sanctions. We're going to break you down, U.S. They don't care. This nation is in trouble. And this is why on this broadcast, I bring you the headlines, so that you can know what is taking place in this country, what is taking place in this nation. Because the time of the end, it's finished. This nation is finished. People getting excited about Hillary Clinton, I don't know why, murderer, Bernie Sanders, socialist, Donald Trump and all, they feel like that this nation is going to be saved by whoever the next president is. It's not going to be saved. It's not going to be saved because this nation has refused to turn back to God. And what's sad is that a lot of the leaders in the pulpits are not telling the people that. A lot of the leaders in the pulpits are telling their congregations that they need to get right with God and stop playing church and start confessing their sins and start repenting, because the day of the Lord is now.
And it's sad because many in the church think that everything is okay. Everything is glorious. We're going to be raptured up out of here. Let me tell you, people, you're not going to be raptured out of anything, okay? You're going to go through the persecution. You're not dead. You're going to go through the persecution. You're going to go through the great tribulation. The way you want to know when the rapture is? The rapture, first of all, is not a secret. The rapture is not even, the word rapture is not in the Bible. But if you want to talk about rapture, okay, we're going to talk about rapture. The rapture is at the sound of the seventh trumpet when Jesus says the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are called, then we which are alive shall be caught up in the air to meet him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That is your rapture right there. There's no secret. There's no pre-trib, mid-trib. It is when Jesus comes back to get all his saints. Those that are dead first, then those who are living. That's your rapture. Nowhere in the Bible does it say we're going to escape. People are going through persecution right now. So why does the Western nations, why do the Western nations think that we're going to escape because we're special? No, we're not going to escape because we've done too much wicked to escape as a nation. But, you know, we still have that hope that, and the word of God lets us know that the wrath of God is not for those who are doing right. So when God brings judgment, he's not, even if something happens where you might die in the midst of something, the wrath of God is not for those who are righteous. It's for the wicked to change from their wicked ways. Now, do innocent people die sometimes in the process? Yes, but the difference is you know where your destination will be if you are living in accordance to the will of God. That's the difference. There's a difference between the wrath of God and persecution. Some people get that a little mixed up. Christians going through persecution, but it's not the wrath of God. If you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Heal me. Cleanse me. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me. And if you said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down his God for you. And all you have to do is accept the free gift of salvation. Allow him to change you from the inside out. So you can't continue on your sin celebrating and think, oh, I'm okay. No, God wants us to change my wicked way. Try him and allow him to change us from the inside out. God loves you. We'll be back on tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 p.m. Central, for more news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. We're on every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 p.m. Central. Don't forget the call-in number is 426-3031. That's 347-426-3031. This is It Is Finished with your host, Evangelist Kale Rick. Until next, bless.